Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today, this Sunday, we have two Gospels. And the first Gospel was about a centurion coming to the Lord and begging him to please come and to heal my boy. And the Lord says, I will come. But the centurion says, no, don't come. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. Just say a word and he will be healed. Just like I am a centurion, I'm under obedience, and then I have people under my obedience, and all I tell the soldier, go there, and he goes there, do this, and he does that, and and if I tell my servant, do this, he will do that, and so there in full obedience, my beloved, and the Lord said to him, okay, go, and your boy is healed. And he goes away, and of course, as he comes close by, his servants come out and say that the boy has gotten totally healed, just at the time when the Lord had spoken. My beloved, the Lord had said to the people there, in the whole Israel, I haven't found anybody that had such a big faith as this centurion had. And my beloved, this is what we need. We need to have lots of faith. And we have to have the faith, first of all, of course, that our Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of the whole universe, and that he is the Son of God, and he is God of the Holy Trinity in the three faces, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is one God, and he is everywhere present and fills all things, and he loves us in such a way that he, as you know, he gave his life for each one of us because of his great love. And this, he was in total obedience to his Father, and because his Father sent him to save the whole human race, because he saw that we couldn't do it ourselves. We just were fooled by the evil spirits, and we were falling into all kinds of traps, and we weren't thinking about the Lord at all, or the kingdom of heaven, or just of the temporary things. And of course, the second Gospel that you heard today was about the Lord said that I am the pastor, and he says that, and he being the true pastor, he gives his life for his sheep. And if somebody is lost, he's going to go after them, and he rejoices over them when he finds the lost sheep, because he loves us so much. And we have to remember never to despair, no matter how bad we fall, and no matter what happens to us, we have to know that our Lord loves us, and he wants our repentance, and he wants us to come back to him. But he also said in the Gospel today that the hireling is doesn't care for his sheep. And if when a wolf comes, and he runs away and lets the sheep be devoured by the wolf, because he really doesn't care for them. But of course, that's not the Lord. The real pastor, loves his sheep and is willing to give his life for the sheep. And of course, we are living in a very difficult time right now. The time is where most people have turned away from Jesus Christ, from the true life of the Christians, from living according to the Gospel, and they have started to worry and live only according to this world for the temporary things. And they're just caring only about how to survive and how to be happy here on this earth. And they're not thinking at all. Most people are not thinking at all of the kingdom of heaven and to try to live here in this world in such a way as to always to remember our Father who art in heaven and remember our Lord, as he called, and even Jesus Christ, even called us brothers and sisters, remember him and all the saints and want to be with him. This is what a true Christian has to do. He has to remember that his life here on earth is only a temporary, it's only a preparation now, is to prepare himself to be able to be in the kingdom of heaven. But to do that, you have to conquer yourself. You have to conquer all the things which are negative, all the things which God doesn't want. And we have to learn to be in obedience to our Father and his gospel and Jesus Christ, and remember his love, and be willing to also to sacrifice if need to be, whatever has to be, for the sake of the Lord, for the sake of our salvation. And we have to know that our God has done all that. He sacrificed his life, and we have to have the gratitude for him and the love for him. My beloved, too many times we're just looking at the, again, I repeat myself too many times, we're just looking about how to survive in this world and how to make ourselves happy without really and the thinking about the happiness everlasting, and without realizing that this life is only a little school that we have to go through, and the examination is going to be at the time when we're going to be passing from this life to the other life. Most people today, to my great sorrow. Most people do not really believe in the life after death, and they just worry and take care of only the temporary things. My beloved, we have to think in the gospel way, the way the Lord had taught us, Jesus Christ, that our life here is nothing but a little second compared to the eternal life, and all everything that we can see here, and any beauty and so on, it's all going to be looking like a gray stuff compared to the beautiful things that is in the kingdom of heaven that the Lord had prepared for those who love him. And if we love the Lord, we want to be with him. We have to realize that our Lord is God of love, God of love and God of the truth, and we have to have both. We have to have the love for him and fulfill also the truth, fulfill all the commandments what the Lord had told us, and then keep the commandments and the beatitudes. And we have to live according to the beatitudes if we want to have the happiness. My beloved, we have to follow in the example of our Lord of self-sacrifice for our Lord and for our brothers. And we have to learn what the Lord has said to us. Don't love only those who love you, for the sinners do the same thing, and the publicans, but you love those who hate you. You bless those who curse you. You do good to those who do you harm, and truly pray for them. And if you pray for their salvation, if you say to somebody, you see somebody is very much against you and hates you, you pray for them. You pray that the Lord will forgive them, and then treat every human being as Saint Seraphim Elohim had done. So Saint Seraphim, when he would meet somebody, he would say, "Oh, my joy!" He would meet Radhasthu, "You're my joy," because he really felt it, because he felt that when he met a human being, that he met somebody that was created in the image and likeness of God, and he had so much love for the Lord. So he, of course, he had the great love for his crown of creation, which is mankind, and we have to love the Lord, and we have to learn not to get angry, not to judge. For when we judge, then we get immediately irritated, and then anger gets in, sets in, and then bad thoughts come in, and the evil one takes over our heart, and then we say and do things that we would never do in the presence of our Lord. But we lose sight of the Lord, and this is what we have to try to change and to correct. We should not lose the sight of our Lord. My beloved, let's cling to the Lord. Let's remember Him more and more, and have a prayer in our heart at all times, for the Lord said so, pray at all times, and the apostles said that, and the Holy Fathers had done that, and we have to try to do that. Let's bring our mind and our heart to the Lord more and more, and then we would feel that we want to pray. We want to pray, be with the Lord all the time. Through the prayers, we really are feeling the Lord's presence. May God bless you, and try to fulfill the gospel, and live according to the gospel. Amen.